at LifeLock.com.
Yikes. Well, support for WMNF comes from you, our wonderful, 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 good-looking, good-smelling, good-dressing, sexy beast members. And Florida Southern College, encouraging visitors to experience the world's largest collection of Frank Lloyd Wright architecture with a guided campus tour. Tour reservations and details can be found at flsouthern.edu/FLLW. Well, good afternoon. My name is Joellen Schulke. I am the hostess who loves you absolutely the mostest. This show is called Art in Your Ear. We are WMNF 88.5 FM. We're your community radio station. And we are in our fun drive right now. But don't worry, I have lots of music and I have really great guests. There's a mural fest. First ever mural fest, Fresh Fest in Tampa is going to be going on, and we're going to be talking to the organizer and some artists for that, so stick with us. Meanwhile, Janelle is here to thank a few more people. Hello, Miss Janelle.
Hello. Hey, these headphones don't work as well when you have sunglasses on your head.
I know.
Okay, so I have three people to thank, and I want to get to this first one first. We have a listener named Terry who called in with exactly $29, just because we said, well, all we need is $29, so like that just goes to show that somebody heard us and they said, oh my God, we have to make this happen. Terry, you're my hero. Yay, thank Terry. You so much. We also got an anonymous donation for $100 that came in at the last minute, and one from $30 from a friend of mine, Tim Heberlein. So thank you so much to all of you guys.
That's wonderful.
And thanks to you, we not only made, but we exceeded our
yay,
goal.
Yay!
News and Public Affairs for the win. Now,
right. It's
Joellen's
right,
turn.
Now, yeah, so get off my air because I need to raise money. No.
Let's do it, guys.
We have to raise $2,400 by 2 o'clock.
You $2,400
by 2 o'clock.
I believe in you, Joellen, and I believe in your fans, and I know it's going to happen.
I'm glad you do. Feel free to donate. So please call 813-238-8001 or go online to WMNF.org and give a little bit of money, not candy, money. Hey, Hey, so if you want candy, meaning actually you want to support local radio, you can do that by calling 813-238-8001, 813-238-8001, or go online to WMNF.org, and that will get you into the family. You'll join the tribe. You'll become a member. You will be part of WMNF. If you are a person that's listened to Art in Your Ear on a weekly basis or pretty frequently, if you've been on Art in Your Ear, except for the next guest, it's amazing how many people who have been on the show don't think that it's important to keep this show on the air. So if you've been on Art in Your Ear, that'd be really great for you to donate. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I know we have a couple wonderful people like the Nomad Art Bus and stuff like that. Anyway, Art in Your Ear is a talk and interview show. In just a minute or two, we're going to be chatting with a couple of artists, the founder and one of the artists from Fresh Fest, the Tampa Bay Mural Festival, and that is going on next weekend. I cannot wait to see it. It's going to be a great conversation, so stick around for that. I've got a little bit more music for you, and when we're playing that, then please do go ahead and make a donation, and then you can listen without feeling guilty. I do want to thank a couple people. First, I'd like to thank very much Lynn Waddell of Fringe, Florida, Fringe Vintage. And thank you, Lynn, so much for your donation. And it's so funny because she donated a couple days before the fund drive started. I didn't know she donated. And I was looking for a birthday present. And she's my go-to, Fringe Florida is my go-to for presents. So I was buying something from her. She was donating to WMNF. It's wonderful how that cycle goes through. So thank you so much, Lynn Waddell of Fringe Florida, Fringe Vintage. And thank you also, woof, woof, to Flea from It's the Music on Monday. Great show. Thank you for supporting Art in Your Ear. You are a wonderful, wonderful guy. So thank you for that. Anyway, let's get back. I'm going to play some music. We'll be back with Eric and Lulu in just a minute. This goes out to another donor. Thank you so much for supporting us. You're anonymous, and I appreciate your donation, and you're getting one of those t-shirts. And here you go. This goes for you. I bet my guests love music. Do you guys love music?
Most definitely.
Are you music people? I know. I don't know you, Lulu. We've just met.
I know. It's nice to meet you. Music very speaks nice to my soul.
Well, welcome to Art in Your Ear. I'm really excited on this fundraising day. 813-238-8001. Please help us raise $2,400 by 2 o'clock. I'm really excited to have Eric Hornsby and Lulu. I don't even know. Do you have any other part of your name you want to mention or anything?
Well, yes. Well, my real name is Luisa Padro, but I go by Artista Lulu.
Artista Lulu.
Yes.
On the show because it's the Tampa Bay Fresh Fest next weekend. Murals are going to be, you can watch people paint them, live painting.
That's right.
At Robertson Billards, Southeastern Seating, and Southern Brewing.
That's
Is
right.
that right?
Yep.
And that's next weekend. Why would someone want to come out and watch somebody paint a mural?
Well, the process of creation in itself, I think, is worth the trip out. But when the murals are finished, it's just going to add so much brightness and color and life to our city that I think that, no one could deny, the power of these murals. So
when I was watching the, when we had the Shine Festival in St. Pete, I was going around, I had some friends visiting, and my cousins were visiting, and so we were riding our bikes watching, and people were painting at the time, and it was really interesting because we could see the sketches, but to paint on a scale, mm-hmm. I mean, you both make small work, and then, but to scale it to building size is fascinating.
Absolutely. It's one of those mysteries. That's why people love to see the process, because when you find a mural, that's one of the first questions you think is, how in the world did they paint this? How did they do this? And so when you catch an artist in that process, it's not just a learning experience, but it gives you sort of an insight into that artist. You know, a lot of where is their inspiration coming from? How much work goes into this piece? You know, it really adds to the value of that public art. It's art for everyone.
Well, because both of you, how do you think differently? I mean, does the canvas dictate the subject matter or the colors, or do you have an idea? You're like, you know what? That is not for a 3x2 piece of canvas. That is a building. Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, some compositions when you're developing them sort of demand a larger space. And my number one question I get asked is like, yo, how do you paint on that scale? Like, how do you keep it from one thing being too big or too small? And for me, I always say that your brain kind of picks up the heavy lifting. It's the same difference as almost if you're drawing on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. How do you stay inside that? You know, it just, for me at least, sort of like just your brain picks up the extra work and it comes together that way.
Absolutely.
Yay, brain.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. In some cases, if you look at the space itself, that can inspire what the subject matter is going to be. And you can find that if you look at murals online, you'll see people incorporating the landscape around that wall into their artwork. Sometimes people will try to use a subject matter that might be relevant to something going on in that space, in that with that business or with that community or something that's happening in the current times. So a lot of that really goes into play. But yes, a lot of artists will look at a space and maybe they had an idea for something they wanted to put on it, but that canvas, that wall, is saying, no, it needs to be something else. And so it could change just like that.
True that.
Now, if somebody wants to see stuff from the past or see some of the information, I've got the Instagram open, and the Instagram is Tampa Bay, one word, Tampa Bay _fresh_fest. Tampa Bay Fresh Fest. What, are there other places or other online sources that people can see some of the artists involved or the artwork?
Yeah, definitely at our website at tampabayfreshfest.com. You can see quite a bit of stuff on our Facebook, which is, let me see here, it's facebook.com/tampabayfreshfest/. And that'll kind of give you not just artwork that we have going from last year and up to, it'll have all the updates from this year as well.
Yes, and if you're on Facebook also, search the hashtag Tampa Bay Fresh Fest. You can also search the hashtag TBFF. That should link to a lot of posts that different artists have.
That's
also the Tampa Bay Film Festival.
Well, you'll get information about
which
both.
Which is great.
Right, cross promotion.
Right, well, I mean, no, but it's good. And then this gives me a chance to break for a minute. We are having a fundraiser right now. Art in Your Ear is the only dedicated live broadcast art show in the Tampa Bay area. There is a show on WEDU, and it does do art, but only a segment of it each month, I think, is dedicated to local art. And we're very dedicated to local art. And this is what happens. We've got this festival, and then we also have a film festival, and we also have all these other things. And if you care about the art local, if you care about local arts, this is one of the few places which I'm not celebrating. Like, I wish there was, I wish I had a ton of competition, but this is one of the few places where you don't have to pay a dime to be able to listen to local artists and people who are coming through the area about creation. So please, go ahead. I know it's hard to do while we're talking, but please go ahead. Go online to WMNF.org and hit the tip jar, or call 813-238-8001. We have a really big goal that we have to make, $2,400 in less than an hour, and we got to get started on that. 813-238-8001, so we can continue talking about art in primetime radio and not be, like, you know, shoved off into, you know, some late night or really early in the morning. One of the things, and we're speaking with Artisa Lulu and Eric Hornsby, who are the founders, of the Tampa Bay Fresh Fest.
Yeah, we are the organizing staff, or we're basically the leaders of Tampa Bay Fresh Fest, with Skylar Suarez and Mark Stevens, a.k.a. Aurelius Artist, and Art by Bobby V, a.k.a. Zero. So this is the squad that's putting together Tampa Bay Fresh Fest.
And one of the things that I have seen over the years locally, but also when I visit other towns, I spent a lot of time in Amsterdam, in Amsterdam late last year, of which murals are just starting to be a thing over there. So we were talking to some of the artists, and it was so interesting because they were like, we didn't know about the community. And and that's what I've seen. So will you talk a little bit about the mural community here locally that you're experiencing?
Sure. There's a lot of different facets to the street art community here in Tampa Bay and globally. Like you said, it's like catching on everywhere. But I'd say in Tampa Bay, you have, unfortunately, it's sort of been kind of chopped into different categories. And for me personally, I don't agree with that. Like, some people say, oh, that's street art, or that's a mural, or that's graffiti. Or I'm like, I use the terms interchangeably. You know, it's all a valid art form, and they all have definite, you know, viability here in Tampa Bay. And I think that everybody, you know, be it if you're a writer or a graffiti writer, for sure, you know, the work they're doing is beautiful, and it deserves the same respect as somebody who does portraits. And a lot of people who are doing portraits or whatever it may be, really talented, technically talented painters, a lot of them started in graffiti. Not all of them, as graffiti and street art has kind of like really grown up in the last 10 years or so. You know, there are people coming to it as street art with no background in graffiti. And I would just say to everybody that, you know, the whole movement that we have now was born from graffiti. It really was. People using spray paint. So that says it all right there.
I mean, I grew up in New York, and I loved the trains. And I know they're like, oh my God, that's horrible. They're, you know, they're defacing. I'm like, no, they're making boring, you know, they're making boring things have life, you know, and all of a sudden, and you can see that all over. You can see it in St. Pete. You can see it all over the place. See it in Tampa. I mean, Tampa's a few years behind St. Pete, and stuff like the Tampa Bay Fresh Fest is helping catch up. But it just gives a sense of place to a hometown. You know, like, this mural is our mural. It's not anywhere else. It's just our mural. But also, it gives a vibrancy that doesn't necessarily exist without it. Sort of, you know, it's like putting salt and pepper and lemon juice and curry, you know, like good flavor or something. One of the things that, Eric, you, I think last year, painted the inside, was hired to paint the inside of a school. Was it an elementary school or middle school?
I did a couple elementary schools and one middle school last year,
So that, to me, sort of is saying that there is a, I don't want to say legitimacy, it's not the right word, but that the mainstream is sort of going like, oh, wait a minute, there's value. Will you talk a little bit about And Lulu, of course, jump in. I'm sorry, sure. I didn't know you were coming. So I didn't research
it's
you.
Okay.
But you know, sort of talk about how that is changing things, or what changes you guys see going on with murals and sort of mainstream pop culture.
Okay, I'll start, and then Lulu, you take
definitely.
Over. So it's interesting because when you know I go to a school, some people want something very specific, but more and more people are asking me just do that street art look and style, you know, which is like to what you say is like it's catching on. People understand that it's not just, you know, like people say, oh, that's really good graffiti. Oops, is that the right word? I'm like, yo, it's all good. Like. Interchangeably,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And we as Tampa Bay Fresh Fest, we were trying to do those schools like as a organization. We ended up doing a community center in Town and Country, Lulu, and in Zeros, and Lulu's husband, Indie Rock, came in. We all worked together on that. And it was... And it's just, yeah, it's sort of almost like an outreach. It's almost like your show, like how you outreach to the community and show people like... how art is of just a vital part of our everyday lives. We're trying to bring it to schools, community centers, the streets, wherever, and just like you said, bring that flavor. And there's just so much power in public art.
How know? Were the kids reacting in the school or in the schools when you were doing it? Were they, you know, blasé like kids can be, or were they like, oh my God?
Especially the young kids, like Lulu could tell you when we did the community center.
Yeah, no, the kids, they are so inspired by the art. That's why it's so important to have access to public art. It's crucial because when art becomes this elite thing that only people with a lot of money can have access to, I mean, you want to go to an art show and a lot of times they're charging a cover at the door. Maybe people don't have the access to that. Maybe people want to own a nice work of art and they can't afford it, especially when it comes to kids. I mean, kids don't have that money, and then kids in certain school systems especially, their families are not prioritizing that. So public art is giving them that access. And imagine being in a classroom that's surrounded by art every day. I mean, you want to be in that space. So I think that it's super important, going back to your comment about the community. The community has the power. You know, community, if they come together, even if each individual only has a little bit to give, together it amounts to so much. And that's one of the only ways to make public art work. It has to come from the community. It has to be supported by the community. And really, that art isn't just to benefit the artist painting it. It's not just to benefit the business that it's going on the wall. It's there to benefit the community. It's going back into the community. I just wanted to mention that and kind of point out the fundraiser that you all are doing, because the community needs to be able to come together and support art. Yeah, absolutely. This is an art form, and it's one of those things. It's public access, and the only way for it to keep going is for the community to give whatever little bit that they have.
And there is, I think, one of the things that that has become more of a priority for people over the last, I would say, 20 years, as digital life has increased and people have moved more, is the idea that losing a sense of place and losing a sense of, like, organic being. I live here, and this is where I am, rather than I'm in anywhere USA and everything is interchangeable. And I think there has become a priority of saying, where am I? What is it? What are the characteristics of the area? Mm-hmm. When you guys are working with artists, there was a call for artists, correct, for the Tampa Bay Fresh Fest. So when you're bringing artists in, were you looking for a certain idea, a certain mentality, a certain belief system? I know you well enough to know that you weren't looking for that they had to visually fit something, but inside the person, what were you looking for people to participate in this?
I would say for all of our artists, every artist that we have come into this, everyone is bringing a unique style that is sort of... how to say this, a style that is born from, you know, just their life experiences that translates, just it touches people. That's the number one thing that we're looking for. We're looking for art that can kind of captivate and touch the average person, be it the soccer mom, you know, taking the kids to the practice, the school bus driver, the city bus driver, the mayor if he's driving down the street, whoever. It's something that will, you know, reach out, touch, and captivate, you know, just essentially our community.
You know, when I was looking at stuff over the week to get ready for this, and I was on Instagram, and I was just looking at different pictures, it was really fun to see people who don't live here, who are visiting the area, whether for friends or tourists or whatever, taking selfies with murals.
Oh, yes.
And seeing that. And what a thrill that must be for artists have a stranger be like, yes, this is great.
It actually has an emotional value that is worth so much more than money. I know it sounds so crazy because we all want to be millionaires, right? But whenever you get that kind of recognition from a complete stranger, they're not doing it for any other reason than because the art really touched them. And it was important enough to them. It meant enough for them to post it and to tag you, or, you know, to tag something. And that's one of those things that as an artist personally, I can say it fuels you to keep going.
Definitely.
That's great.
And yeah, tag your artist, y'all. I see a lot of people taking photos always, and we get like, I don't know, maybe 10% of everyone's
tagged. Yeah, tag the artist. I just want to mention, dear listeners, we've had a couple people donate during the conversation. I want to thank them real quick, if you don't mind. So thank you. If you want to support conversations like this happening in prime time on WMNF, happening prime time in the Tampa Bay area, or I guess worldwide, because you can listen online, please call right now, 813-238-8001. Donate $5 a month, $10 a month. I think, Eric, you became a Circle of Friends member a little while ago. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
And that's great. It's nice to see someone put their money where their mouth is, or where their ear is, I guess is a better way to put it. So go ahead and support this show. Support WMNF. And by saying support, I mean give us money. Not be like, yo, I love you. No, that's not good enough today. Sorry. 813-238-8001. If you can afford $1,000, please donate $1,000. You can do it. You can swing it. There's lots of ways to say thank you. The phone room has all those ways, and they're online. If you can afford $100, please donate $100. If you can afford $10, please donate $10. I appreciate every single thing that you do, but I can't appreciate it unless you do it. 813-238-8001.
I was going to say, the next person that gives $500 after Fresh Fest is over, I will take them personally on a mural tour.
Oh my God.
Walk them around.
Do it.
And we can have lunch. I'm not buying lunch, but we'll have lunch together.
That would be great. I'm going to totally take you up on that. I know someone who would. Maybe we'll do $500 and we'd love that.
Cool.
So I want to thank, in that, I'd love to thank Duncan Strauss. Thank you, Duncan Strauss. He does the great Talking Animals show. And I love Talking Animals. I listen to it every single week. So I extra appreciate it calling from the other side of the state. So thank you so much. And thank you, another WMNF host. This is kind of crazy. Peter Tush, who does Step Outside on Wednesday nights, the strange and beautiful music
show.
Nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it, and the nice comments. So you can be part of this movement, this crazy idea of having a radio station on the air that doesn't play commercials, that whose mission statement supports peace and social and economic justice and local vitality. That's our mission statement. That's crazy. We don't play commercials. We are volunteers on the air. We play local music. We have local artists in. How can that possibly succeed? Somehow we've done it for 40 years. 40 years.
So incredible.
Because of our listeners. 813-238-8001.
You know, I started listening to this show back in, I want to say, like 2005. And I took a break from Circle of Friends, but for years I was also Circle of Friends for, like, I don't know, maybe five, six years ago. And it was because of your show that, no jive, like, I straight up found my way into the Tampa art community. I was a park ranger for a lot of years, and I kind of lived way out in the middle of nowhere. And this was sort of like a portal for me to know what was going on in the arts community. And so I would just say to the listeners out there, so vital and super worth it. If you got anything extra change to give, or if you got the big, you know, write that $1,000 check, please do it.
And I remember when you made the leap, and thank you for that. But when you made the leap, and there was, you know, you were talking about it online, and we talked about it, and you're like, you know what? I'm going full time as an artist.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the leap. And that's what, I mean, to me, that would be terrifying. Freaking totally terrifying.
Oh, it is.
To leave that security. It is. And that's why I think it's so important to give artists as much publicity as possible, because we need to have artists. We don't understand who we are without the arts.
Absolutely.
Like we can't reflect back at ourselves. We don't understand the future. We can't really understand the past without the arts. We have to see them. We have to hear them. We have to read about them. Poetry, photography, mm-hmm. playwriting, acting, all of, you know, visual arts, we need to have them. And so if there's anything that we can do to get that word out, that's how we make a better society and a better culture. And so thank you for that. But boy, when I see an artist saying, yeah, I'm making that leap, my heart goes like, oh, you better make it. I'm like, mom, I'm like, oh my god, are you sure? Okay, I'll make you some stew. So 813-238-8001 if you want to support the arts. Now let me ask, so separately from the Tampa Bay Fresh Fest, what else, like, I know that this is probably pretty all-consuming. It's next weekend. It's next Friday and Saturday night. So it's all-consuming. But when you're not working on this, what are some of the other stuff that you guys are working on?
Go ahead, Lily.
Yeah, I'll get started. Well, I am a full-time artist. So I keep myself really busy with commissions, paintings, anything from very small to very large pieces. I'll paint a canvas. I will paint your shoes. I'll paint your shirt, your house, what have you, if there's something that you want done.
Her stuff is super dope, y'all.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. But yeah, just keeping busy with commissions. You know, if there's something that you want made as a gift for someone, really consider contacting an artist to make that gift for you. Because not only does it mean more, but you're really blessing more than one person with that gift. You're keeping an artist fed and housed, as well as you're giving a gift to somebody that has so much meaning into it. It's a custom-made piece.
And I think there's a misconception that it's going to cost so much if you ask an artist to do it. And that's not true. I mean, I asked once an artist, and I believe that he did give me a discount, and I appreciate it, named Stuart, to draw my best friend's in her husband's house for them as a gift.
Nice.
And he did it. And every time I'm there, you know, like, I know that that drawing means a lot to them because it's their house, you know? And so that's, ask an artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also, like, buying local art brings prestige not only to you yourself as an art collector, but it brings prestige to the artist and to this whole region overall. Like, in this day and age where clout and like influencing all that is so important, just by supporting your local art community, you are raising the standard for the art community and raising the profile.
Now, can I ask you guys, has your art changed, the art that you create, has it changed in any way since you started creating murals? What's the impact of being mural artists on your whole body of work?
Well, for me personally, it's pretty much become the focus of what I'm doing. Anytime I'm got any downtime, I am painting in my studio. I'm painting smaller scale stuff. Like, I'm pretty nonstop as an artist. But I wouldn't say that painting murals has changed my small stuff. My small stuff looks basically like my murals just blown up. But my style is always changing, though. Like, you know, the stuff I did, you know, I don't know, 5-6 years ago looks, you know, you tell it's mine, but you can see it's changing and evolving, which I think it should be. But I'm also very envious of people who can paint that one same thing over and over and over again and get that sort of branded idea, that style going, too. I can't do that,
you
but
have
for
that.
Those who can.
Yeah, you definitely have that.
Oh, you think
right,
so?
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
I would say I
saw your piece in Ybor, and you didn't even mention having made it. I just drove past it,
you
so I couldn't even read the name, and I was like, "That's Esh's piece."
Oh,
right?
Cool.
Like, it has. You do have a style.
It's energy.
Absolutely.
I think sort of like an energy and a cult. The way you put colors together. Because I was gonna put, you created a WMNF logo for us a couple of years ago, and you know, and it's a real fun logo, and the colors. I think the way you juxtapose colors.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a better arty way to say that,
but it's
very specific to you. Though your lines might change, I think your color sense is very clear about
it
that.
Is.
About,
yeah,
and,
thank
and
you.
Is the same true for you? Has mural, have the big stuff affected other stuff?
Sure. Well, yes and no. So I'm constantly sketching all the time, and I actually would like to encourage any artists out there that are listening to constantly have sketch materials with you at all times. Instead of scrolling through your social media when you're sitting around waiting for your sandwich, draw something, because you never know what inspiration might actually hit that paper that you could use at a later time. So the one thing that painting murals has affected as far as my art is concerned is just this concept of how will this look really big, you know, and that comes into mind. Also, just learning from what other muralists are doing is huge, like backgrounds, like how are they, what are they composing in their background to really bring out the foreground, you know, that main subject. What are they doing, and how can I do something that is in my own style that is still kind of having that same effect that other artists are doing? So that has helped to, you know, evolve me as an artist. But the same as Esh, it's just anything you make really small, you could really make it really big. You could just blow it up and it'll look really awesome.
We're almost out of time, and I realize that I haven't sort of asked too much about the logistics of the festival. So do people just show up?
Okay, so here's the thing, and there has been a little confusion because, much like Shine Mural Festival, it's from technically today until the Monday of the 18th. And really all that is people painting. The only day of festivities is the 16th, Saturday.
Right.
And on that Saturday, we're going to have break dancers. There'll be a DJ out there spinning. There'll be, you know, just activities going on, some live painting. Most in all of that, or I say most of that, rather, is happening at Robertson's Billiards at 1721 North Franklin. Once it gets dark, and most artists are going to be wrapping up, because a lot of them, except for our Art of Towners, are going to have all week to paint. They'll be wrapping up Saturday. So Saturday night, at Inkwood Books, we're going to have an art show with small-scale works from the majority of the artists that are painting at this. And Lulu's doing a separate, I don't want to say separate event, but part of Fresh Fest is taking place at Southern Brewing, which is 4500 North Nebraska Ave, and Lulu's more or less managing that whole thing. So I'll let her tell you about it.
Well, yeah, so basically just keep in mind, on the 16th, there's going to be three different locations that you can go out to, and you can see artists painting their murals, finishing their murals. You can take pictures, get to know the artists. That's going to be starting as early as 11 o'clock in the morning. So you can go to the block party over at Robertson's Billiards. You can stop over at Southeastern Seating, which is at 903 East 17th Avenue. You could check out some of the work that's going up there. And then head over to Southern Brewing and Winery, where you'll get to see other artists, the rest of the murals. In fact, there's going to be a graffiti wall. I know we didn't really get to talk too much about that, but we have a wall that's dedicated to graffiti writers, because so many people have this perception that it doesn't have a place in this world, and it really does. It's an art form in and of itself. So you'll get an opportunity to see that, get to know the artists. We'll have some artists set up at Southern as well, so they'll be selling some prints. So if you're looking for some original prints, as well as just kind of the whole vibe of what's going to be happening there. So you could pop over into any of those locations. And then definitely at night, head over to Inkwood Books for the kind of the wrap-up art show, and you'll get to meet us in person as well.
And all of this information is up on the website. The website is Tampa Bay. Oops, look, I covered it up. Come back here. So go to, I have to tell you, the Instagram is addictive. So go to Tampa Bay _fresh_fest for that. But you can go online to TampaBayFreshFest.com and get all the information as to where things are going.
Absolutely.
And you can go out and see people already painting. If it's oddly soothing to watch people paint murals, I'm sure. Maybe, I don't know how the mural artists feel about it, but you know, it was it's fun to watch them do it. And then we'll get, you know, maybe we can go out and get pictures. Maybe next weekend we'll drive around and take pictures of everything going on, and come back and post them all. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's a true pleasure
us.
Talking to you. And thank you for supporting the station and being just such good community members. I really, really appreciate it. Uh-oh, Jim's here. Jim's here with Steph, so thank you very much. You are listening to Art in Your Ear. We've just been talking with Artista Lulu and Eric Hornsby, and what do you call Esh?
Esh. Artist Esh, yeah.
Artist Esh. For the Tampa Bay Fresh Fest. We are also trying to raise $2,400, and we're getting there slowly. We just got a nice little tip from Anonymous, and we also have a wonderful, oh, this is great. Someone is taking, did you guys see that movie RGB? The documentary about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, no.
It was really great. Well, someone is offering those as As a thank you gift.
Awesome.
Someone's nice. Taking the that DVD, and thank you, Camille Stanley. It's the first time she's donated, and she became a Circle of Friends member.
Way to go.
Thank you so much, Camille. Thank you also very much to Russ, and he has the Daddy Cool thing. So thank you, Russ, very much for donating to Art in Your Ear. So we're getting there. 813-238-8001.
Okay, I will buy lunch if somebody gives me a phone.
So, and hey, we're going to play a little bit of music and we'll be back because then we're going to start the hardcore pitching. Thank you all
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank,
you are listening you, to 88.5 Art in Your Ear. Call now and hear some Calexico.
To amplify every sob, every sound, every sigh. Down at the bus station waiting for the red eye. Tears of a stranger, no left to this madness. No proof.
We're going to play some Calexico in the background. And I know it's serious because the boss is here. I do want to thank Suzanne and Sandy Wismer. I just like making him make faces like, what? Thank you so much, Suzanne and Sandy Wismer. Thank you for your great donation to Art in Your Ear. And I really appreciate your support, your constant support. Do you have anybody?
I also want to thank our good friend Stuart Mellish. Yay! Of It's the Music Fame on Thursday. He picked up the socks. Great. So I get to see those around the house here. And also want to thank Stephen Kenny in
Stephen
St.
Kenny,
Petersburg.
Artist.
Made an artist. Thank you so much for your contribution to Art in Your Ear. I don't have to, this is the line I thought of as I walked into work, because Joelle and I have been very punny on Twitter about this show and this drive, and I thought as I walked in the door, do I have to draw you a picture?
Oh.
Art in Your Ear needs your support. Prime time arts talk does not happen. We have a wild arts community here of all sorts, all mediums. It's incredible. You can't escape it. I'm always fascinated by the process. How do they do what they do? That's not my wheelhouse, but I'm fascinated about it. And so are you, and you learn so many things. You learn where all the good art is and where it's happening, just like we did in the last half hour. We're asking you to support that with a pledge of support. 813-238-8001. No lines lit. That's not possible. Or you could do it at WMNF.org. We got a challenge of some sort?
We do. I'm very, very... pretty excited. We have a $500 challenge. Sometimes they skip over the show. $500 challenge, the next five people that do $100 donation. So it's a short, we've got 12 minutes. 12 minutes, okay, I'm going to have a heart attack. We've got 12 minutes for people to donate $100. Five people donate $100. And I think that might, Jim, the wonderful Jim, is going to give us our total, see what we need. I do want to thank Jim Graves. It's really nice that the artists are coming through. Jim Graves is a fine photographer. He actually still uses film, which is fantastic. Thank you. He's pledged $88.50. We need five people to do $100, and then we get another $500, or else it rolls over to, I think, don't they roll over to another show?
We'll see.
Okay. Oh, don't do it. But anyway, 813-238-8001. If you have been on the show, if you've done something, because because you heard it on the show, whether it's picked up a pencil to draw a tree or it's gone out to see a play, and because you were intrigued by something you heard here on Art in Your Ear, please understand that we are just a small part of this radio station representing our community, and we have to do our part too. This is a great community. We do so many things. People need to hear about the stuff going on here. A lot of times, the smaller art projects, they're not in the newspaper. They don't get on Bay News 9. We're the only place where you can really understand what they're doing, and I want you so much to support the ability for this to continue. It's not about Joelle, and it's about Art in Your Ear. It's about the artists and the art projects that come on here.
We have a challenge of $500, and that's there to encourage you to make a contribution and support Art in Your Ear. We need five $100 pledges in the next 10 minutes. Now, if you make a $100 pledge of support, you could pick up the last local radio tee. That's a pledge of $88.50, $100. That covers that. So do it now because we only have 10 minutes. 813-238-8001 online, WMNF.org.
If you're looking for a nice Valentine's Day gift, and perhaps you're a romantic, and you think giving someone a nice red Mexican skull is very romantic, I would do that, especially one with roses all over it. If you go online to Art in Your Ear page, you can see we've got a couple of really cool red items for Valentine's Day. If you love WMNF, show your love to WMNF. Pledge $100, 813-238-8001. We have all ways to thank you. We've got passes to the Plant Museum. We've got Won't You Be My Neighbor DVDs. We've got these light-up skulls. We've got Art in Your Ear stickers. We've got that great t-shirt. It looks very kind of 1930s WPA mural. If you're an arts lover, you'll love the t-shirt. It's gorgeous. 813-238-8001. We've got one line lit. Won't you light up our life?
Oh, don't do that to me.
I'm going to do it. If we don't make money, I'm totally doing it.
All right, I'll sing harmony. We need five $100 pledges by 2 o'clock this afternoon to pick up an extra $500. You can make that happen. You kind of double your money when you get involved in something like this. Yes, it's there to encourage you to make a pledge of $100. Right now, 813-238-8001, online, WMNF.org.
I just got the update. We need $735.
All right, so you could do $120 and pick up the baseball shirt.
Oh,
the last local radio baseball shirt. This is a limited edition item. It won't be back. We almost never do this. Same logo with the resistance fist holding the microphone. You want, it's a $120 pledge. That'll count toward the $500 we need to bring in the next 8 minutes. Don't want to count you down.
And it's also three-quarter sleeves, which is...
That's baseball shirts.
Yeah, baseball shirts.
813-238-8001. Support Art in Your Ear. A rarity in radio across the country and certainly in Tampa Bay. A show in prime time about the arts community. We support the arts community because we believe we're part of the arts community. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. 813-238-8001. That's the number you can call to make your pledge of $100 or more. You can also do it online in a real hurry. Go to WMNF.org.
And if you're like, $100 is tough right now, the Circle of Friends, I do Circle of Friends. Craig, you probably do Circle of Friends. Mm-hmm. I get money taken out of my bank account every single month. I barely notice. I support some of my favorite shows. They get $5. You get $5 a month. You get $5 a month. You get $5 a month. So, and it's painless, and it means so much to the station. So you can join the Circle of Friends. Do that $120 donation. Get that shirt on your body or any of their thank you gifts. I know you're not about the thank you gifts, but you might as well get one if you're calling.
Yes, please.
And you'll help us. But also, it's a completely painless way to do it. $10 a month. You guys can afford $10 a month, and it's a great way to support the station. Our hope is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but our hope is that we can move so many people into the Circle of Friends that we only have to do 2 fund drives a year. Is that true, or am I making this up?
That would be my nirvana. we can dream. But it's just great because the money comes in on the regular. Imagine if your paycheck, if your paycheck didn't come in on the regular. Well, this helps just for planning and knowing where the money is.
Like those poor Wells Fargo people.
Oh my God. But So here's the deal. Circle of Friends, it's easy on your pocketbook. You get to contribute $120, say $10 a month over 12 months, and it's all set. And you can raise that if you want to. You can lower it, eliminate it, but it's there all the time. You've taken care of business. You can do that right now at 813-238-8001. We have three lines lit. We need to get five $100 pledges in the next 6 minutes. Actually, the next 5 minutes. Well, not 6 minutes. I'll give you that. So call 813-238-8001 and make that $100 or more pledge. Talk about thank you gifts with the nice people on the phone. You can shop at your leisure, but you don't have any time to do it now. WMNF.org. You can make your pledge there, too.
We'll hook you up after. I'll be your personal shopper. I've done it before. Art in Your Ear started. It's one of the longest running shows on WMNF. Not me, but Art in Your Ear was started in the early, mid-80s here on the radio station by Peter Foe. And then Cam Hendricks did it after him, and then I came in after Cam. And so there has been this commitment to the local art scene by WMNF since our early days, and we don't see that in a lot of other places. There's no dedicated arts writers in our community. The Creative Loafing, great paper, Creative Loafing does cover the arts, but they're a weekly paper, and it's, you know, it's not the same. Please support this on the air. Like I said, EDU has a few minutes a month of local art coverage.
When we say we're the last local radio in Tampa Bay, this show is a clear indication of that. So please support it. We need five $100 pledges.
We need four.
Okay, four $100 pledges in the next 4 minutes at 813-238-8001. Three lines lit. Let's light them all up and have a big finish. You can also pledge online at WMNF.org, but do it now, $100 at least.
So I would like to thank Leroy Champagne. Leroy, I love your name. Leroy Champagne, he loves both Art in Your Ear and Executive Session.
Well, look at that.
As well as the 60s Show. And I've got a Beatles cover playing in the background. It's Kismet. It's all meant to be. So thank you. He became a member of the Circle of Friends and took a Last Local Radio baseball t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You can do it too. We just now need four people to do that matching, and we'll get it, and we'll go over our goal. 813-238-8001. I know you guys can do it. Please, please, please. Right now is the time to do it. We want to keep arts on the air. We want to keep it in prime time. Program changes are coming, and there's nothing like showing a really strong show to say, like, hey, people support this. If you have been on the show, if you've been inspired by the show, if you know an artist that needs to get more information about being an artist and living that life, 813-238-8001. Support this show now. We've got 3 minutes.
Get that baseball shirt. It's the Last Local Radio baseball shirt, limited edition, this drive only, 3/4-inch sleeves, a pledge of $120 gets you that shirt as our gift to you to say thanks. Plus, it gets us close to meeting that match of $500. Five $100 pledges. We need four right now. 813-238-8001. Online, WMNF.org. Three lines lit. Let's light up some more.
Now, Craig, you came from the Cincinnati area.
Yeah.
And so public radio up there was pretty strong?
Yeah.
And was there art show like this one?
Not in prime time.
Right, yeah, that's what I thought.
Not in prime time, and not really like this.
Most of my peers are on at 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, somewhere like that, Sunday nights. You know, but no, I've, to tell you the truth, I say this all the time, not my first rodeo, people, in radio. I've been in it for a few years.
For a minute.
This is absolutely an outlier, this show. It just doesn't exist anywhere else. I don't think it's places like San Francisco, you know, with a huge art scene, L.A., no, not in prime time. So this is a really important show. We highlight the arts in the area. We just don't cover them. We highlight them with Art in Your Ear. Support it right now. 813-238-8001 or go online to WMNF.org. Time's a-wasting.
And if you want to get a benefit pass for yourself or for you and somebody else, you can pledge $500 or $1,000 for that. That'll certainly be fantastic. We've got Ike Riley coming up, the Caribbean Cruise coming up, J.D. McPherson. We're going to have a big shindig for our 40th birthday. We've got all the this stuff coming up. You can pay it in one shot. You can split it up. Whatever you do, do it now. We have coming up after us is the live music showcase. They've got live music on. We can't step on them, so we've got 2 minutes to raise a lot of money. 813-238-8001. There's one line lit up. Light up our lives, baby. Light up. I'm going to start singing if you
let her sing. 813-238-8001. It's the most painless thing you'll probably do today, and it's the thing that will make you feel the best. I don't guarantee much. I guarantee that. You'll see. Call 813-238-8001. Make a pledge of $100. Spread it out over a bunch of months or a quarter or however you want to play it, and we will match this $500 challenge and pick up an extra $500. 813-238-8001 online, WMNF.org.
Just really quickly, it looks like we need one more person to match the challenge. I'd like to thank Bob and Marty. They're taking a Last Local t-shirt. Thank you. Always so good. Also, Topher. Thank you, Topher. Topher pledged $100. I think you've got...
Chris in Tampa, $100 picked up the Last Local.
Thank you so much. So we need one more person to match that. You are listening to WMNF 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa, the best station in the whole damn nation. The best listeners. We'll be back after... Well, we'll know because they'll be on there. So we'll come back and thank you later. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are listening to WMNF, Art in Your Ear. My name's Joan Schulke. Craig Kopp has been helping us raise money. Ooh. Please stay tuned for the NPR News and moving on to the live music showcase here on 813-238-8001, WMNF.org.